Okay, today is Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We are on Kuf Mem Ches on the base. We're at the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss, the Gemara is going to discuss, topic about Kavod Shabbos and speaking about certain things on Shabbos and doing certain things on Shabbos that relate to business and relate to speaking. And it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Ches, that says, V'chibadito, should have kavod. Mimtzo cheftecha, from your business dealings, v'daber dover, and your speech. It's obviously a derabbanan. It's a navi, right? It's a whole machlokas. Some maybe are deraisa, but generally it's a derabbanan. And from this pasuk, the Gemara learns out that it's usur to speak about. First of all, you're not allowed to do things. Right? But about business that could lead to a malacha. Okay? One of the things included in this gzeira is you're not allowed to read your business documents. Okay? You're not allowed to read your business documents. This is going to lead to the discussion. You're not allowed to read any document. Not over the zuchol.
Why is it?
What do you mean? I want to read a magazine. Why is that over the zuchol?
Not that. My business documents.
What?
My business documents. What does my contracts have to do with anything
that's Shabbos? It's worse than the zuchol.
I agree with that.
Okay, so what's your question?
You have to bring out a pasuk and everything.
Right, exactly. Because it's worse than over the zuchol. Over the zuchol is a concept that the rabbis made up. This is based on nothing. It's much worse. That's first of all. The Rambam says something which is difficult. He says the reason why you're not allowed to read these documents is because you might come to a race. The reason why it's difficult is because the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. So like, what's the Rambam adding on? Third one is it's usher because it's muksa. Might be what you're alluding to. It's muksa. There's no purpose on Shabbos. You can't do business on Shabbos, so it's muksa. And the fourth reason given by the Ran is you might come to write a response to something or take notes. This is not right. This thing in this contract is not right. You know, you might come to write. This I have to change. You might come to write. So it starts off, the Gzeira starts off about, the Ritva Ashik is going to ask, if the Gzeira is, you can't read business documents, because you might come to write, you might come to a raid, then why can't I read a magazine? Why can't I read a menu? Is that Gzeira like Gzeira?
Can't read a menu?
No. The Mishnah is going to say that right now. Can't read a menu. Why not? I understand I can't read business documents. I understand that one. I can't read a menu. So here we go. Mone Adam es Archav. A person's allowed to count his guests. The es Parpirosav and his portions. Mipiv. Orally. Avalomen Aksav. Not from a menu. Not from a guest list. Why? You can't read that on Shabbos. Right? Now. What about the Isser of counting people in general? What about the Isser of counting people? You're allowed to count people in Bepeh, not with a menu, not with a guest list. You're not allowed to count people? So, the truth is, that's the machlokas about that. He says over here, the Chacham Sofer says, you're not allowed to count people. You're not really counting people over here. You're counting people together with the portions. Okay, that Reuven's going to sit over there. Shimon's going to sit over there. That's not counting people. Others say the whole thing is mutter. Mapis Adam in Banav. The new halacha now. Mapis Adam in Banav v'im b'nei beiso. A person's allowed to have a lottery with his children at the table. Ala shulchan, at the table. Right? What's wrong with having a lottery? For example, we have lots. Who gets dessert first? Who doesn't get dessert? Who can play all those games? You can do that with your family. Now the other people. What's the problem? So the Gemara is going to say, other people are very, very competitive. And you might come to right, you might come to, who knows what's going to happen? Your family's not competitive. You're in charge, everything belongs to you. So you want to make a game, you can do that. Okay, we're going to see the Gemara. Ubal vad, as long as shelo yiskavin lasos mona gedola kineged mona katana. You can't make a big portion against a small portion. Okay, whoever doesn't get this question right doesn't get a portion, or they get a smaller portion. All these kinds of things. You can't do that. That's again talking about other people. Okay. Last halacha. Umeitilin chaloshim ala kachim b'yamtif. The kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash can have a lottery regarding kachim. Avalo ala manos. Not on the portions. What's the difference between kachim and portions? So the Gemara is going to say portions mean the portions from Erev Yontif. What, and why can't you do that on Yontif? We'll see at the Gemara. Okay. My timer. What's the reason for all this? Right? Why can't I read a menu on Shabbos? Why not? So I was reading a menu on Shabbos. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Amar Gzeir Hashem Yimchok. It's a Gzeir you might erase. Let's look at Rashi. Look at this top Rashi. Min ha'archim, from the guests. Sheyirat, you're going to see. Shalom. Sheyirat, you're going to see. Shelo heich lehem kol tzarchem, right? You don't have enough food for everybody. V'yitzrichem kol tzarchem. V'yitzcharet, you're going to regret sheyizman yosem in haroi. You're going to regret you invited too many people. So what are you going to do? V'yimchok min aksav, and you're going to erase their name. K'day shelo yikram u'hashamash, so that the shamash shouldn't go invite them. Right? I guess they were to listen on Friday night. Shamash is going to tell everybody and she'll come over. So you have to erase some names because there's too many people. So it's a gzera you might erase. It's a funny gzera. And what if it's Baal Peh? That you're not going to come to erase, right? Because you're not reading anything. Abai Omar? No. Gzera Shem Yikra B'Shtari Hediotos. It's a gzera about Shtari Hediotos. The gzera, you're not allowed to read Shtari Hediotos. Right? So isn't it a gzera like gzera? You're not allowed to read documents on Shabbos because it's business related. Now I made a gzera, you can't read a guest list. Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? So the answer is it is a gzera l'gzera. So there are four answers. There'd be no way. So he has two answers. First of all, he says that something I've never heard before. I had it ready. I've been up forever. I had it ready. You have to figure out why it's not a gzera l'gzera. The Rebbe says about a gzera of erasing, but that's not, we're not holding in that gzera. We're holding in the other gzera. Maybe he says the gzera is very common. If the potential is very common, maybe you can make a gzera l'gzera. It's a good question. Anyway, my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikke benayu, the cost of akosel umidli. Let's say you wrote the guest list up on the wall, very high up, right? Leman da'amar shem yimchog l'chashinan. Would you get to climb 10 feet up to go erase? No. But leman da'amar shem yikra l'chashinan. But if it's an issue, it's not allowed to read it, then it's a problem. So we're just, wait a minute. Well, leman da'amar shem yimchog. The whole world, maybe you'll erase. Necha shem yikra. Doesn't he also agree? Maybe you'll come to write? And then maybe that's a theory, you're not allowed to read it? But Sue, also, L'shem yimchok lo chashinan? When I choshe shem yimchok? V'atanya, lo yikra lo haner. What do you mean? It's too high up. We have a halacha. You're not allowed to read by the light of a candle. Amar rabba, amar, afilu gavar shtei komos. Even if it's two stories up, the candle. You still can't read by a candle. Afilu gavar shtei mardos. Even if it's two saddles high. Afilu asar batim zula gavzula yikra. No matter what, you can't read from a candle. Why? Because once the chacham make a gzera, right, it's done. You don't make but if it's on the second floor, you're not allowed to read from a candle. I don't care where that candle is. So if I'm not allowed, if it's a gzera shem yimchok, what's the matter where it is? So Gemara says you're right. Ella ikka benayu the katzav akotel umetati. You wrote it on a wall. You wrote it very low. What's the difference now? Liman da amar shem yimcha chashinan. So you're going to erase it. You wrote the names on the wall, so you're going to erase it. Liman da amar shem yikra lo chashinan. But the gzera about not reading, we're not afraid of that. Why? Gud de bishtar lo michlof. Nobody mixes up a wall at a shtar. So if you just because you're allowed to read on the wall doesn't mean that nobody would ever think, oh, now I can read my receipts. Nobody's going to do that. So Tosfos asks, why didn't we say that before? About the wall high up. Right? The wall's high up. It's like zero. It's still you're going to read. So why don't we say, wait a minute. Nobody mixes it up. So Tosfos, we didn't think of that. He didn't think of that. Well, look at top Tosfos. I didn't think of that yet. We didn't come up with that answer. Now that I come up with that answer, it's not a problem if it's on a wall. Why not? There's no gzera. But 1 second. Good. But if you hold Shema Yikra, don't you also hold maybe you'll erase? So therefore, it still should be awesome. Ella, Ikki Benayu, the difference is the Chayik Atavla Upinkas. You engraved it, you scratched out the names on a tablet or on a pinkus, some kind of book that it wasn't writing with ink. There's no erasing now. It's great engraved. You can't erase that. There's no issue of erasing. But the gzera of reading still applies. But if you hold of Shema Yimchok, what about the fact that maybe you're still not allowed to read it? So what are you gaining? Same question over and over again. If you tell me you don't distinguish between a tablet and a document, Votanya, Mona Adam Kama Mibifnim Kami Bachutz, you're allowed to make a list. You can count who's sitting inside, who's sitting outside. Kama manos asid lahaniach lifnehem. And how many Kama manos asid lahaniach lifnehem? How many portions I am going to give out? Miksav shagabi kosel, from a ksav on a wall. Avalom miksav shagabi tavlo pinchas. But not from a tablet. The heichi dummy. 1 minute. Ilema dichsiv michtav. If it's written, maishnahacha, maishnahacha. What's the difference in a wall and a tablet? If they're written, elolav, it must be the chayik that they're engraved. The katani michtav shagabi kosel, avalo michtav shagabi tavlu pinkas. Right. The wall you can read and the tablet you can't read. Why is that? The answer is, there is no, doesn't make any sense. So what's the difference between the two sheets? I think this is the final answer. El olam dechsav akosel umidli. Really, you wrote it on a wall and it was high up. And if it's high up, there's no gzera you're going to erase. What about the fact that you're going to still read it? And what about the fact that we made a gzera, it doesn't make a difference where it is. Right? What about that thing we said before by the candle? It doesn't matter. We always make a gzera. That's not universally accepted. Why? D'tanya, Mona Adam is Archav es Parparosav, B'piv, Avalom en Aksav. Ravacha Amar, Ravacha Matir, Miksav Shagabi Akosel. On the wall, it's fine. Hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema dichtiv mitata. If you wrote it below, lecha shema yimchok. Maybe you'll erase. El alav must be the kasiv umidli. You wrote it high up. Ushma mina. I skipped. I'm sorry, I skipped. Yeah. El olam the kasiv umidli. What? I'm sorry, the Kasev HaKosel Midli. Would the kasha look the Rava? What about Rava's kasha? What was Rava's kasha? Rava's kasha was by a candle. You're not allowed to have it 2 stories high. Right? By a candle, you're not allowed to have it 2 stories high. What?
Right, it doesn't make a difference.
Right. So ask the Maharal, and it doesn't answer it. Why can't Abaya argue on Rava? What? So what? Not a Tana. Can he argue on him? Rava said, by the way, is Xavier, you're not allowed to read from a candle. I hold, even on the second. Abaya's not a hole like that. Why can't Abaya argue on Rava? It's a very good question. Why can't Abaya argue on him? He made up that Xavier Rava. That Xavier was not in the Mishnah. He made it up. You're not allowed to read by a candle, you're not allowed to tilt it. Says Rava, even if it's on the second floor. So Abaya, I don't have to hold like that. I don't agree with that. I hold if it's on the second floor, it's far away from you, you can read by that candle. So Abaya could say, yeah, the writing's over there, you're going to come and raise it? That's a very far-fetched, I don't care about that. No one's going to do that. Why can't you argue on Rava? Anyway, it doesn't matter, because anyway, the Rava Tanoihi, it's a Mechalokas Tanoim anyway. So Abaya can hold, like the Tano, who doesn't hold like Rava. The Tanya, Mona Adem Ezarachav Ez Paparosa Bipiv, a person can count his guests orally or with or the portions. Avalom and Aksav, but not if it's written down. Rav Acha Matir Miksav Shagabi Kozel. Rav Acha Matired a writing on a wall. Hechidami. What's the case writing on a wall? Ilema Abdiksiv Mitata. If it's low down, Lech Hashem Yimchok. El Allah must be Miksav. Umidli. It's high up. Shramina. The Rava Tanahi Shramina. What do you see? They're arguing, themselves arguing about that issue. So Abaya can certainly say, I'm holding like the Tana who argues on Rava. I'm sorry, I know it sounds terrible. I just can't stop it. Can't shake this. Okay, next. Ahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. This machlok is these Tanoim argue on a similar issue. The Tanya. Ain Rowan Mara Bishabbat. You're not allowed to look at a mirror on Shabbos. What about looking at a mirror during the week? Are you allowed to look in a mirror during the week?
There's some that may say that for a man that may be a prop, right?
What?
Yeah, for a man that may be.
So it definitely, what? So the halacha is, generally the halacha is, you're not allowed to look at a mirror. Why aren't you not allowed to look at a mirror? Because it falls under the category of dressing like a woman. Okay? So what's going on here? You're allowed to look at Ein Rohin Marav Shabbos. You only got one during the week. There are 4 answers to this question. Answer number 1, we're talking about a woman. That's funny because it says, that's one answer. One answer is we're talking about a woman. That answer is given by Tosos. Right? The Ron answers, if it's a community where people, men, look at mirrors, and look in the mirror, there's nothing wrong with it. Just have the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. There's nothing wrong with it because that's what people do. That's the custom. Nothing wrong with it. Second answer is it's a woman. Third answer is if you're looking at your mirror not to beautify yourself, it's also mutter. There are 5 answers. The 4th answer is we're talking about somebody who is going to be petitioning himself to the king or to the government, and he has to present himself nicely, so he's allowed to. And the 5th answer is that, again, the whole reason about dressing like a woman, it doesn't apply. And the 5th answer is that the only reason why you're not allowed to look in a mirror is you're going to come to do something to make yourself look better. For example, take out the white hairs, which is something women do. But just stop to see how your nose looks. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? But you just know that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're allowed to, because it's the custom nowadays. Okay? There are people that don't hold from that. There are people that don't. It's a minority. Anyway, but on Shabbos, you can't. That's for sure not. Why not? So Reb Meir Matir Mara Kavua Bakosel. Reb Meir said, yeah, but if it's built into the wall, it's okay. What does that have to do with anything? Built into the wall? What? So, Maishna Kavua Bakosel, why is that all right? What are we afraid of? We're afraid that you're gonna look in the mirror, you're going to see some hairs don't really look right, you're going to go get a scissors. if it's a portable mirror, we're afraid you can, you'll be very easily get scissors. But if it's attached to the wall, you have to go run to get the scissors. Can't move the mirror with you. Can't walk around looking at yourself. It's not like a little mirror, pocket mirror. It's attached to the wall. So, ad hachi b'hachi midka. To fiddle for the scissors. Yay, Shabbos today. You remind yourself. She'ena kavua nami, ad hachi b'hachi midka. So what? Even if it's attached. It's still, even if it's not attached, even if it's a pocket mirror, you still have to go find you still have to go find what's it called?
Scissors.
Right? So the answer is no. We don't even need scissors. Do you know why? We're talking about a mirror that's made out of metal. Ukid Rav Nachman Amar Rav Aravua. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Aravua. If they ma amru marishal matachas asura, why can't you use a metal mirror on Shabbos? Mipnei Adam asil lahashem baniven hamidul dolin. Because you'll cut your hair with the mirror itself. Take your hairs, be your beard or long hairs, you just cut them off from the mirror. You don't need scissors. You just use the mirror itself. What did Rav Meir hold? He didn't hold from this far. He didn't hold from this at all, right? Right. So they have a machlokas about that. They have a machlokas about the gzera. Does the gzera apply if it's attached to the wall? The mayor said no, and he said yes. So what do you see? Such a thing as a gzera. They are going to gzera. Okay? Next. Tanur Rabbanon. I have. It doesn't help. Well, I don't feel better. Tanur Rabbanon. Listen to this, Gemara. Ksav ha-mahalich tachas ha-tzur v'tachas ha-diyoknos. Let's say you're walking down the street, and you're in Washington, and you see the Washington Monument, or the Lincoln Memorial, and you want to read the Gettysburg Address. So can you read that? Says the Gemara, no. Ksav ha-mahalich tachas ha-tzura, the writing underneath the bust, v'tachas ha-diyoknos, or underneath the different kind of form, right? Also, likros b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read that on Shabbos. So why are you allowed to read a street sign? I'm not sure.
What's the problem with being?
Says Rashi, Shema Yikra Shtari Hediotos. If I let you read that, you might come to read Shtari Hediotos. That's another third. It's like Xero. If I read the Gettysburg Address, I might come to read a Shtari Hediotos, which will lead me to read Shtaros of Business. Right? So far-fetched. What about a street sign?
No, because if you're going somewhere, let's say you're visiting or going to another shul or something.
And you don't know how to get there.
And you have to.
Right, so how far does the Xera go? So the Rush says, something we've touched on already, the Rush says, you see from here that you can't read a letter on Shabbos. A letter? Guys, no one has letters anymore. Well, let's assume someone does once in a while. You don't have to read that on Shabbos. Why? Why is it any different? Said Tosfos, no, that's a Torah. Why? Remember we learned that, Tosfos? So Tosfos, first of all, if you didn't read the letter beforehand, it could definitely be a Torah, because they could be telling you that the marauders, the crusades are coming. You better get out of there. So that's a Pikuach Nefesh. And if you know it's in the letter already, then it's just Tam Hanah.
Right.
So there's no, either way you could. Right? Either way you could read it. Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting halacha here. The image itself, even in the week, you can't look at that image. Right? The Magen Avraham says, you can't stare at it. You're walking by, you look at it for a second, that's not such a terrible thing. You can't stare at it. Why not? Like it says, Altifnu Elho Alilim. Don't turn toward the idols. My Talmudah, how does that get to that halacha? So, Amar of Chanan, Altifnu El Midaitachem. Don't look, so you should be interested in it. So Tosa says, look at Tosa's Diyuk Na'atma, Nira, Dibishovya L'Shem Avodas Galilim. That only applies if it's about idol worship. Aval, Lenoi, but if it's some flower, or a painting of a flower, or a bust of a horse, or things like that, or George Washington maybe, Mashma, Mibinan Shal Kachim, Dolahavi mistakle bitziura dezuza. There was such a tana in the Gemara that wouldn't look at the bust on the coin. They had a picture of the Caesar. Who wouldn't look at that? Why? That's all idol worship. Ma michlal the achrini have mistakle. But some other coin with a picture of George Washington, he wouldn't look at that. That's not avodah zara, right? That he wouldn't look at. So interesting stuff over here. Okay. What?
Yeah, it's
same thing on everything. How far you carry it? Yeah, but this gazera of reading on Shabbos is very far.
We don't really talk to this way.
No?
I mean, depending on what?
I don't know, Paschal, that you can't read a street sign? Can't imagine that.
No.
I don't know, like that.
Can you read yesterday's newspaper? Because you might come to read.
So if you can read, so if you can, you're not allowed to read business section.
Exactly, never.
Not allowed.
That's how it started.
Right, that's how it starts. That's a zero. You might that's a zero. You can't read things in a business for various reasons. You might come to write. You might come to erase. You might come
the
to.
Other stuff just building on.
That zero looks zero. You can't read a letter. So the Ritva asked, you missed it. The Ritva asked, isn't that zero looks zero? So you have to figure out what's the answer to that. Right. You can't say it's cool chad zero. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. There's no reason why I can't read. Why can't I read a magazine? Can't read Sports Illustrated? Find out what's going on in basketball? That has nothing to do with business. I don't have stock in it. I'm interested. So the answer is no, you can't do that. Why? It's a gzera. Maybe you'll read business. But that's also a gzera. So you have to figure out it's a difficult shot. Okay. Mapis Adam in Banav. We said you're allowed to make a lottery with your kids. In Banav in Bnei Beso in. Only with your kids you can do that. Okay, who's going to get the biggest ice cream? With your kids you can do that. With other people you can't. Im acher lo, my time, why not? Kids of Yehuda Amar Rav, Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'nei chabura hamakpidin zel zeh. Other people get very competitive. They're very makpid. Over mishum mida umishum mishkal umishum minyan. They're going to start measuring and weighing and being exact. That runs into big problems. You don't have to do these things on Shabbos. You can't measure on Shabbos. You can't weigh on Shabbos. Can't do any of these things on Shabbos. Why? It's all gzera of mekach u'memkar. Come to ride, come to a race. Can't be busy with this stuff. The kids, and you, it's all your stuff. So you can give them whatever ice cream you want. Come to other people, all of a sudden they bring out the measuring sticks. How much ice cream is he? So, no, you can't do that. None of those games on Shabbos. Umishum lovin u'prom b'yantif. You might come to borrow and lend on yantif. U'divar b'yisil afishum ribis. B'yisil says also a ribis problem. Why? Is it a ribis problem? Because you're going to give back. You're gonna give him one ice cream, and tomorrow the price of ice cream goes up. He gives you back the ice cream. That's a ribbis problem, because he gave you back more than you gave him. In your house, no ribbis problem. You're the owner. It's your stuff. No issue.
We said yesterday we're not mapping it. It's a small amount.
So maybe with other people, maybe you are right. So ihachi, banavu bnei beis of nami. So all these issues apply by your house too. No, the kids are very competitive. Banavu bnei beiso hayna taima kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Tamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav mutar lahalvos banavu bnei beiso beribis. You're allowed to lend your kids money and charge them interest. Why? Because really it's your money. Your kid, you give a kid allowance. He wants to borrow money. I'll give you extra money, but you pay back interest. But it's a ribis. What kind of ribis? It's your money. There's no ribis. What's the reason? Listen to this beautiful gemara here. Kidei la timam tam ribis. You're going to teach them the tam of ribis. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Last wide line of Rashi. Sheyedu kamakasha. They're going to see how damaging it is. I borrowed from him $10. I got to pay back $12? It's a killer. Alma. Kiven de mishalohu ein kan it's the ribbis. But it's yours anyway. It's not ribbis. It's your money. It's all yours. What are you doing? You're teaching your kids how difficult is ribbis. Okay? The Meiri learns it the opposite way. The Meiri learns, that not the Meiri, the Rabbeinu Chanan, the Rif learns, the father's the lender. The father's the borrower. You're borrowing from your son. You'll pay him back ribbis. It's all your money. It's all your allowance money. It's all your money. So what are you doing? You're teaching your son how awesome it is to accept interest and how much schar he'll get when he doesn't do it. Beautiful part. Right? Interesting. Let them taste. Interesting, you know, I went to draw the line with that one. Let them taste the Avera when they're a cup. It's not even an Avera. It's all your money. It's not an Avera. Let them taste it a little. See how good it could be. And then they're not going to do it. Why? Torah said no.
How often do you see that? A major avera that you can do within your family as well. It's your money
anyway. It's not an avera. It's not an avera. Can you charge your wife interest? She asks you for that, and then the next day she gives you back. The whole thing is all your money, not interest. No, your cousin only in your family. It's all your money. The kid, dad, I need money for the school trip. I need money for going for pizza for lunch with the friends. I need money. It's all your money. Then one day you're a little short. Listen, Chaim Yankel, give me some money back. Right? All right, I'll give you an extra dollar tomorrow. An extra dollar? Ooh. By the way, when you become bar mitzvah and your friends want, you're not allowed to do this, by the way. You know that. I know, but it's all geschmack. I know it's geschmack. Not allowed to do it. It's a life lesson. Rashi has the other way around. They'll see how bitter it is. They're both life lessons. Just coming from opposite ends. Rashi says he's paying the interest. Oh my goodness, I'm never gonna have to. Wow, what a bitter thing. Right? It's both life lessons, just different angles. Right?
He never sees it in any other mix or anything else. Right? You're allowed to do stuff. Why are you trying to give them a time of the incident?
Right, you don't see that for other things. I agree. You'd never take a 12-year-old kid somewhere he shouldn't go when he's an adult. You'll never do that. Right? He's only 12, so you'll never do that. I understand. So you have to know when, right? It's a katanim. But it could be even your wife. She's an adult. She's not allowed to engage in ribbis. Right? If it's all, it's not really ribbis. It's all your stuff. It's no life lesson. She's an adult. E-hockey. Mana gadola kineged mana katana nami, right? Then what about a mana gadola kineged a mana katana? In achanami, so there's no reason you can't do that either. So your mechzor evachi katani mapes adavim bnei in banavim bnei beso ala shulchan. I feel the mana gadola kineged mana katana. My time. Why? Because of Yehuda my rav in banav ubnei beso in acherim lo. My time. Why is that? Because of Yehuda my shul. They're both allowed. Even others, you can't do that. My taima, yishum kovya, because it's like gambling. In other words, if you make some kind of games where you get the big portion and the small portion, so as we always know by gambling, Rashi reminds us, Rashi is the gezelhu, dasmach the lokanya. You're banking on the fact that you're going to win. Doesn't always happen that way, right? It almost never happens that way. Someone else is always the winner, and therefore, what? House always wins, right? Sometimes they take a little bit of a loan. You get a little bit of a they confront you a little bit for a little bit while, but in the long run they always come out ahead. That's why they have big fancy buildings and you don't. And eventually, right? They have big fancy places with a lot of flashy lights and you don't have that. After a while, you end up behind. But you never thought that. So it's a whole gzeil d'rabbanan. So even in someone's house, even in someone's living room, you're gonna play games like that. It's all a problem with other people. Okay, Matil and Chaloshin. So then we said about the kudshim. My avalo ala manos. We said the kahanim can make a lottery regarding kudshim, but not regarding manos. What's the difference? So my avalo ala manos. What's that? Amar of Yaakov bereid of Bas Yaakov avalo ala manos shall chol biyantif. You can't make a lottery for the kudshim. Of Erev Yontif on Yontif. That you can't do.
But there was a lottery that they had because the Koyanim was Zoycha to get rich.
For the Ketores.
For the Ketores.
There were a few lotteries.
Right.
That was a lottery. Who's doing the Avoda?
No, but that's okay. But this one specifically, we know what, because everybody wanted because of the schools to get rich.
Correct.
How's that allowed?
What?
How's that allowed?
Because there's no competition, you're gonna get your turn. It'll be today or tomorrow or next week or next month or next year.
Could do it twice.
No, no one ever did it twice. No, the Gemara says no one ever did it twice. Only once, and then you're out. Here, okay, we have there were 100 people came today. 100 people. There's 100 people showed up today. There's 100 kabanos to give out. We'll do a lottery. Let's say they didn't do it till the night. Now it's Yontif. It's Yontif already. So we're going to do a lottery on Erev Yontif's food on Yontif? No. So Pshita, the obvious, right? I would think all of it, I would have thought, since it says V'amad Kimirive Kohen, that you stood up and argued with the Kahanim, meaning the Kahanim are arguing types of people, the difficult people. Afilu Manos Techol Nami, even Manos on Chol also. Kamashlo, no, that's not that bad. Chassam Sofer asked, everyone asks this question, that Pasuk, that they quote doesn't show anything about Kahanim being difficult people. It's about the Klai Yisrael's difficult. And you're talking to the Kahanim who are not difficult. How that comes to a Havamina that the Kahanim are difficult is a Tzarech Iyum. Okay.
You mentioned Bas Yaakov. You didn't mention his name.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
He wasn't worthy, it says here.
Yeah. Amar of Yaakov braid the Bas Yaakov. Kol shech chaveru nanish al yado. If someone is punished on your behalf because of you, you're not taking into the mechitza of Hashem. Okay? Yeah. What?
No tshuva available?
The Sfasema says you had a chance to stop him and you didn't. You hear that one? You had a chance to stop him and you didn't say anything. You let it go. This is your fault. You could have stopped him. He would have listened to you. You didn't stop him. It's your fault. You don't go to Gan Eden because of his sin. He's punished on your behalf. Now, tell me if the story bears it out. Minolon. Ilei mishum dechziv. Is it because it says like this? The Yomar Hashem. Hashem said, Mi yifata es Achav. Who's going to entice Achav? Who's going to be the downfall of Achav? Vayal v'yipal bromas gil. He'll shafol bromas gilam. V'yomar zebacho, v'yomar zebacho. One angel said, I'll do it. One angel said, I'll do it. V'yitzi ruach. And then the spirit came. V'yamad lefnei Hashem. V'yomar ani avad, I'll do it. V'yomer eitzei, go out. V'yisi ruach sheker b'piv kol neviyav, and go say sheker in front of all the neviyim. V'yomer tefate, and go entice him. Gam tuchal tzei v'asei kei, and go do it. V'amrin on my ruach, what's the ruach? Amar b'yochanan zerucha shal navos. It was the ruach of navos, who Achav got killed, so he's coming to get his revenge. You might say, what does it mean to say? Amar rav, tzei me'michitzasi. Go out from my inner chamber. What do you see from here? Right? So the Masifta says something different than Artsko. The Masifta says like this, that Navos gave false testimony, false nevuah, gave false nevuah, and caused Achav to get punished. But didn't Hashem tell him to do that? That's not what our school says, by the way. Our school says that wanted his property.
He volunteered to go bring about his downfall. The spirit of
correct.
So that's why he said he was told.
So why was he told to leave?
Because of the fact that he was a participant in having somebody get punished. In other words, let's say you have a dispute with somebody.
But even though Hashem said, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this for me? Who's going to be my shliach? I'll do it.
Let's say you have a dispute with somebody.
Right.
So there's two ways you can try to pray to God to have that dispute settled. One is you say, I want this guy punished very badly. Okay. We can say, I want to win that dispute.
Right.
So what the spirit of Navos did was, it took the former approach.
I want to get revenge. Right.
That was the problem. That's why it was saved.
Even though Hashem said, who's going to do this for
correct.
Me?
Correct.
Okay. That's the Havamina of the world. So the Gemara, that can't be right. But Dilma Hashemah had a time up. That's the reason over there. The Ksiv, it says, Dibar Shekarim Lo Yikon. I don't have anything to do with people that lie. Even though Hashem basically told them to. That's a difficult shot. El Mihacha, rather from over here. Shivas Kolon. Savata kolon mikavod shesei gam ata v'ha'orel. Savata kolon mikavod denevuchadetzar shesei gam ata orel is tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu was punished. Tzidkiyahu was punished because Nebuchadnezzar was punished on his behalf. Right. So what do you see from here? That when someone's punished, he's told to leave. He's not invited in. When someone's punished on your behalf, you're not invited in. A few kashas on this. First of all, who said that Tzidkiyahu was not invited into Hashem? Just as he was punished. Who says that? And second of all, how can Tzidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar be called chaverim? What is chaver? Nebuchadnezzar, of all people. So the Rif says, well, they're chaverim in the sense that they're both kings. They're like colleagues. You know, they go to the king convention together. They sit at the dais. A difficult shot. Anyway, now just a Magarata. Chada, the Kuli Kra, the Nebuchadnezzar, Ksiv. First of all, this whole pasuk is talking about the Nebuchadnezzar. It's not talking about Tiki at all. For Od, Tzidkio, Tzidika, Maida, have a little Mevidle. What was Tiki supposed to do? Because they were all involved in Mishkan Zachar. What's he supposed to do? Harg Valyavar? You don't have to give your life for that. It's a terrible thing. You don't have to give your life for that. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted to do the following to this tzaddik, the Medrash calls him a tzaddik. The tzaddik tzigyo. Ela mehacha, over here. It says in Tehillim, gam anosh l'tzaddik, also to punish the tzaddik, lo tov, that's not good. Ein lo tov el ra. What does it mean it's not good? It means it's bad. Uksiv, kilo kel chefetz rasha, atelo yigur chara. You don't want to, Hashem doesn't want you to live with the bad people. Tzaddik ato Hashem, Hashem is a tzaddik, v'lo yogur b'migur chara. And you won't live with people that are bad. So what do you see from here? If you cause someone else to sin, you're called Ra, and you don't live with Hashem. My mashma d'hai chalosh and lushan d'puruhu. How do you know the word chalosha, which is said in the Mishnah, is a lushan of a lottery, like a pur, like Purim? D'chsiv, eich nafalta mishamayim, eich shem, where am I? Eich nafalta mishamayim, heilel ben shachar negdakta le'aretz chalosh ala goyim. Okay, it's a pasuk. I'm Rabbi Arvuna, Malame Chayamatal Pur al Gedole Malchus. He used to make a lottery. Nebuchadnezzar would make a lottery. Leida Eze ben Yomosh al Mishkav Zachar. What day is going to be that person's turn to have Mishkav Zachar with Nebuchadnezzar? Uksiv, it says, Kol Malchi Goyim Kulam. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shenachu with Mishkav Zachar. That's when the Mishkav Zachar stopped. 2 more minutes. From Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yomosh al Osir Rasha. All Nebuchadnezzar's life. There was no schok. Nobody was happy. Nobody was ever in a good mood. Shenemar, nocha shakta kol aretz patzchu rina. Miklal, that hash love rina. Once he was gone, there was rina. Till then, there was no rina. No reason. No one had any reason to ever be happy. You're not even allowed to stand in that place. Shenemar, like it says, usirim yerikdu sham, and the shadim dance over there. You can't even go. You want to go on a tour of Babylon? You can't go to his palace. From Yehuda Marav, B'shosh Shabikish Osir Rasha L'Osir Lasas Osir Kach. When he wanted to do that to Tzidkio, to have Mishkav Zachar with him, Nimshecha Arloso, I don't know what this means, Shalosh Meiras Amos, his Arlo became 300 Amos long, Hayamachzeret Al-Kol HaMetzih B'Kula, and he was trying to find it, Shenemar, Savata Kol B'Kavod, Shetzei Gab Ata V'Ha Arlo. The what? Yeah. RL, but Gematria, Shalosh Meratava. RL is Gematria, 300. Okay, 1 more minute. Amar Yehuda Marav, Beshashi Yorad, Oso, Rasha, Gehenim. When Nebuchadnezzar got to Gehenim, I should call Yorda Gehenim. Everybody in Gehenim started to tremble. Right? Amru, they said, Shema Limshal, Aleim Huba, is Nebuchadnezzar came down to be the leader over us? It was bad enough when he was alive. He's down here with us again? Or he's coming to join us in the Yisurim, right? He's going to become one of our club. Shemar, like it says, Gam ata chuleisa kamonu eleinu nimshalta. Yotza Baskel v'amra. Baskel came out and said, Mimi na'amta rida v'hashkeva es arelim. Okay? So he came to join them and to be... to be suffer with them, all right. To end off on a note that tzaddik, that Rishayim like the Nebuchadnezzar are suffering, it's not a bad thing. All right, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up. Everyone have a very good day.